11. At the window. I have already said that my storms of emotion have a trick of exhausting themselves. After a time, I discovered that I was cold and wet, and with little pools of water about me on the stair carpet. I got up, almost mechanically, went into the dining room and drank some whiskey, and then I was moved to change my clothes. After I'd done that, I went upstairs to my study. But why I did so, I do not know. The window of my study looks over the trees and the railway toward Horsell Common. In the hurry of our departure, this window had been left open. The passage was dark, and by contrast with the picture the window frame enclosed, the side of the room seemed impenetrably dark. I stopped short in the doorway. The thunderstorm had passed. The towers of the Oriental College and the pine trees about it had gone, and very far away, lit by a vivid red glare, the common about the sand pits was visible. Across the light, huge black shapes, grotesque and strange, moved busily to and fro. It seemed indeed as if the whole country in that direction was on fire, a broad hillside set with minute tongues of flame, swaying and writhing with the gusts of the dying storm, and throwing a red reflection upon the cloud scud above. Every now and then a haze of smoke from some nearer conflagration drove across the window and hid the Martian shapes. I could not see what they were doing, nor the clear form of them, nor recognize the black objects they were busied upon.
Neither could I see the nearer fire, though the reflections of it danced on the wall and ceiling of the study.
A sharp, resinous tang of burning was in the air. I closed the door noiselessly and crept toward the window. As I did so, the view opened out until, on the one hand, it reached to the houses about Woking Station, and on the other, to the charred and blackened pine woods of Byfleet. There was a light down below the hill, on the railway near the arch, and several of the houses along the Maybury Road, and the streets near the station, were glowing ruins. The light upon the railway puzzled me at first. There were a black heap and a vivid glare, and to the right of that a row of yellow oblongs. Then I perceived this was a wrecked train, the foreparts smashed and on fire, the hinder carriages still upon the rails. Between these three main centers of light, the houses, the train, and the burning country toward Chobham, stretched irregular patches of dark country, broken here and there by intervals of dimly glowing and smoking ground. It was the strangest spectacle, that black expanse set with fire. It reminded me more than anything else of the potteries at night. At first I could distinguish no people at all, though I peered intently for them. Later I saw against the light of Woking Station a number of black figures hurrying one after the other across the line.